morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Where else would you rather be? I don't know. There's a couple places, but not many. We're glad that you're here. I'm so glad to be here. Great broadcast, fun broadcast. Sharon Lynn Wyeth, the name lady, know the name, know the person, will be here. Always fun, always exciting. Write down this number. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And then you can call in when she's going to be on. And you can call in now if you want. We're going to do at news the first hour. So you can call in if you got an opinion about anything. Love to hear it. Second hour, line up, get look at the names. You can email, start emailing Catherine, support at Power Hour Nation. You want your name. You want her to look at your name and apply the science that she has. Really, she discovered the whole science.
She did the whole thing by herself. Amazing.
Pretty amazing. I mean, at this point, I think other people have come on board to help develop that science, but she is the inventor of this science. That alone is an amazing story she tells. Amazing. Uncle Kevin's here, as you can hear. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. It's a double great day in America.
A double great day in America. So how are you doing?
I'm almost ready to pop my cork.
Pop your cork in a good way, bad way, what?
Good way.
You're excited.
I am excited.
What are you excited about?
Number one story, Reddit.
What about Reddit? What is Reddit? Do you even know?
Reddit, isn't that a face posting thing on the internet where you can post?
I don't know. You said you're excited about it, so what is it?
Well, they have a story. All the people from Reddit.
I pretend like I know nothing. Audience knows nothing because this is
well,
kind
I'm
of.
I'm so excited I can't get my words out.
Yeah, I understand. Well, the reason I'm going like this because this is for a lot of our audience. This may be like a foreign language. I'm not sure the details of this. This is a big story. Let's go over this. Why don't you just don't read it. Just give us the outline of what happened.
I forgot the name of the thing.
GameStop.
GameStop.
Give us the outline of what happened.
Okay, the big boys. On Wall Street, the big boys on Wall Street, I guess, didn't like GameStop for some reason. I don't know why.
Now, what is GameStop? Do you know?
I think they sell games and stuff for computers and
GameStop
stuff like that.
Is for anybody. It used to be in malls, I guess, when we had malls in America.
Yeah.
GameStops were everywhere in malls. You go in and you trade your old Madden video game get a new one.
Or a different one.
It's video games. It has to do with video games and card games and, you know, everything surrounding that. That's what it is. This is a very important story. Yes. So I wanted you to understand what it is. It really doesn't matter what it is. It's just I think this crowd and the millennial generation certainly gravitates and has an affinity for GameStop.
Yes.
Because of video games.
Yeah,
they love
like
video games.
They grew up with video games.
Yeah, so go ahead.
You know.
Continue on.
Okay. So for some reason, the big Wall Street wigs didn't like the GameStop, and they wanted to short.
GameStop.
Stop.
Okay.
And they wanted to short their stocks and drop. And when they short it with that bad, they can drive the company out of business, basically.
Okay. So let's pause the story right there because this is important for background for everybody to know. For 20, 30 years, I don't know what the exact date is. Joseph Meyer would know better, but at least 20, 30 years, probably more, computer algorithms have run Wall Street.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hedge funds have the power to call front run. They can front run. They can make markets. They can kill market. They can pretty much.
They can do anything they want. Especially
do anything.
You know, what is that? That lightning fast electronic. They can trade before even before everybody else. They cheat all the time.
Right. So you can literally, half of America could put an order in to buy GameStop, and they can just for example, or Amazon. Half of America is going to buy Amazon stock. They see this, they will put their order in before you. So then they buy it
at $5,
and you buy it $5.05 or $5.03
or something,
or whatever.
Like that.
So then they just made the 3 cents. So they'll do, and then they'll sell it when you keep buying, then they'll sell back to you. So they just made the 3 cents. Boom,
yeah, boom.
Off of each stock,
and they'll do.
So that you put $1 million, they got $1 million on the computers. They'll take that 3 cent, boom, and they'll do that. You know, they can do that.
Called cheating.
Yeah, JP Morgan, they had how many days in a row? Is some ungodly amount of days in a row. If you don't believe me, they went some, I mean, like three quarters of a year or some, I don't remember what the number is, where they went every day making, not with one loss trading.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No losses trading.
Yeah. Anytime a big order would come in, they do that electronic speed that's just a fraction of a second faster than the company puts in their order over here. They read it, and it the computer reads it and puts in the order a split second before it, so they get it at, like you said, a penny or two better.
And then as the orders come in, they can go backfill and then sell it. Boom, and they just make the 2 or 3 cents.
Yeah,
boom, like
boom,
that.
Like that, nothing.
Or whatever,
no
or,
no,
or more or less.
No risk.
No risk whatsoever.
No risk.
They just take it right off the top.
Right off the top.
Like they
Just like the politicians, they take it right off the top.
Okay, why is this even important on a bigger scale? Okay, you understand that now. Gosh, excuse me. Now let's keep going on this. Corporations, okay, corporate control. The interview with John White. I went back and listened to that interview with John Whitehead. Did you go back and listen to that?
Uh-huh.
That was unbelievable.
It was
great. I got people texted me about that interview.
Yeah,
you want an incredible interview, an important interview. 2 days ago, John Whitehead and Richard Mack. That day,
both of them. Yeah,
that day was one of the most important day. I would say, especially for the times, that is one of the most important days of interviews we have ever had. I mean, from Joyce until now. That is one of the most, I promise, one of the most important days of interviews for the time period that we have ever seen. Those two interviews back to back are extremely important. In the interview, he was talking about corporatism. He's talking about Nazi Germany. And in 1933, there was a big meeting of all the big industrialists, the big, you know, corporations at the time in Germany. And the press, they had a big meeting. The press was there, and they came out of the meeting, and the press, you know, somebody asked them the question, and one of them said, well, what did you decide for Germany's future? Well, we have decided that we're going to hire Hitler.
Exactly. Hitler. We're putting him in. We're going to install.
Is a little known thing, and the kind of a little, you know, brushed under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
So from that, the corporatism, that's called fascism.
Yep.
So in America, now getting back to GameStop and getting back the ability to control these trades and to make markets, change markets, build markets, kill markets.
And companies, too.
And companies. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
So if you have company that, XYZ company, that the corporations have decided, the conglomeration of corporations have decided that they do not want to succeed.
Yeah, because
on Wall Street.
Because they're competition.
For any reason.
Yeah. You pissed them off at a party.
For any reason.
Yeah.
They will not succeed on the stock market now. So, just like they did with GameStop, these huge hedge funds, which by the way, you're paying for, because that's where your pensions are going. All the pensions now are tied to the stock market. Most mm-hmm. of them, that's not all, but most, where they weren't necessarily before. They are now. So these huge hedge funds have this ability, so they get a call, they're all connected, if they're going to be in business, if they're going to succeed, if they're going to be prominent, if they're on TV, if they get all the positions, they're part of the program.
Right.
They're on board. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, they're okay, we have an understanding, we're going to play ball.
That's right.
It's just
and
like
we're all going to collude.
And we're all going to collude, you know, allegedly, and this is the story this goes to the story about Christians. Christians can agree on 90% of things, or 95%, and they will get hung up on the 5% they disagree, and they will get so upset that they can't work together. These people will disagree on 80%, but 20% that they agree on, like this, they will go lockstep, absolute, no deviation right. whatsoever, and they will all...
Everybody's in. No questions asked. Let's do it.
So a corporation comes up, or a business starts to succeed that
they don't want
for whatever reason.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It could be because it's, you know, a new technology to make masks obsolete. You don't have to have masks anymore. Well, we don't want that. No. We'll kill that before it even gets started.
Yeah.
Boom. And then they're like, God, why can't I get funding? Why? I have this great idea. Why can't I get funding? Or the corporation will buy the patent and then shut it down. I mean, that happened over and over again. With gas, engines that could
get 100 miles to the gallon.
You know, whatever. We'll just buy the technology or energy devices.
And if they don't sell, we'll kill them.
Yeah. So, whatever.
It's simple.
So then when they do get off the ground and they go to the market and they're doing well or what have you, maybe they're not on board. Maybe somebody's getting out of line. they can just easily say, and I'm not saying this happened with GameStop, but I'm just giving you an example.
Right.
So then they could say, oh, well, we'll just short their stock.
That's right. And see, that's all they have to do.
And so the way stocks work is, you know, these corporations are so leveraged. Everything's tied to the dollar. Everything's tied to all their loans. Well, we're borrowing against our loan value. The banks are more than happy to loan against stock value. This is liquid to them on the market.
Collateral.
But the collateral. So you have to have a certain value or your loans have to come. I mean, this whole picture, ladies and gentlemen, this is all entwined.
Yes.
This is not a simple.
It's a way to control the companies too.
It's a way to control. So think about the power.
Yes.
In that goes down. Anyway, so that's a background. GameStop, this little,
it was a $20 stock, wasn't it?
I don't know, but.
I think it was a $20 stock.
But they sell video games, what have you.
What?
I have no idea, for whatever reason, you know, maybe they were just weak, they knew they were weak and just want to make money. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. They saw an opportunity.
Right.
The hedge funds got together and they said, okay, we're all going to, allegedly, short GameStop.
That's right.
So somebody came up with a bright idea. I don't know if this was all planned so they can control, you know, like a false flag so they can control the stock. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Who knows? Here's the basics of what happened. So somebody on Reddit, which is kind of like
found out maybe
that the hedge funds caught, maybe somebody leaked it. Maybe this was all planned. I have no idea.
Well, I like to play video games. You know, the guy at Reddit said, I'm not going to let him do this. You know, that guy's my buddy or whatever. It could be.
Yeah. Well, I like GameStop. We're not going to put GameStop out of business.
Yeah, we're not going to put him out of business.
Where am I going to buy my video game? Where am I going to play my, what's that game? My Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, where am I going to play my Dungeons and Dragons?
He could have been a gamer and everybody at Reddit could be gamers and they say, okay, let's figure out a way. How do we can stop this? Oh, I got a brilliant idea. We'll just buy their stock.
Okay, so they're basically saying the hedge funds are all shorting us, and when they're short, they're multiplied. So it's just not just, well, I'm betting it's going, you know, you're not betting it's going down. You're betting heavy it's going down. It's a multiplied factor.
You buy an option on the thing.
Right.
So it might be a leverage 10 times.
So you have $1. You're going to say, I'm going to bet $1. That's going to go down. Well, you're not going to win a dollar. If it goes way down, you'll win $100.
Right.
So if it goes up, you lose $100. So these hedge funds were heavily leveraged, heavily shorting GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
And so Reddit, like you said, came up with the idea.
Got all his friends in. They were even bullhorning at
intersections.
Signs. Bullhorning.
Buy GameStop stock.
Yeah, they had to buy GameStop. The lady was bull. Cars were stopped at the lights. She's bullhorning the guys in the car. Guys looking up. What? Storms away thinking this lady's out of
her. Antifa.
Yeah.
It's Antifa and Mildred. Run.
Yeah.
Go hit the gas, Leroy.
Yeah, exactly. Run, bitches, run.
So, that they all decide the word gets out that we're going to buy GameStop stock. What does this do?
Mm-hmm.
What is the result?
The stock started to slowly go up. Instead of going down like the big boys thought, you know, they thought
they had money in it to go down.
They were.
But you understand, when they put the money to go down, all they're doing, they're trying to trigger the algorithms.
Right.
So they're not putting $100, they're putting $1, but it's leveraged $100.
Right.
But they only have $1 worth of force on the market.
Right.
So they put $1 of force on the market, hoping to trigger the algorithms, and then the market moves by itself. They're making the market, so then their $100 worth of leverage kicks in as it goes down, and they're able to profit off that falling stock price.
Correct. But the way to counter it is have millions of people put millions of dollars and buy the stock, and that brings, instead of it going down, it goes up to 30, and now they have to cover their shorts.
Because they're not coming in leveraged. When you buy the stock, you're not leveraged anymore.
Exactly.
So it has way more power.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually buying stock. The stock goes up. So you're short at, you buy a short. So you think, okay, you have a stop loss at, oh, it's at 20 now. So it goes to 22 or 23. I'm going to have to get out or it's going to cost me more money.
Right.
So what do they have to do to cover? They have to actually buy the stock to cover it. So the hedge funds actually have to turn around and
yes.
buy it.
And that just multiplied. Once the hedge funds started buying it, the people started buying it even more. So it was like just a snowball that
went up to
stop.
Like $80 or something.
No, it went up to $470.
Okay. I can't remember what it started from. Yeah. I'm just doing the multiply.
I think
okay.
it started at 20.
You're right.
To 470, 300.
100. It started at, it was up to 100 pretty quick.
Yeah.
My
pretty
cousin
quick.
Was telling me about this. She actually bought some. Okay. I'll tell you what happened to my cousin as we get into this.
Yeah. This is the bad part about the story.
Well, I think it's good because it's showing this. Okay, we spent quite a bit of time talking about this and giving you background. One, because I want you to understand the amount of control in your life that you don't really see. You don't really see this type of control, but it's so prominent and is so there.
In the financial world. They got everything under control except this. It looks like there's a little crack in their armor.
There's a crack. It's just like everything. It's the perceptions of the people. Will the people go along with their mass propaganda?
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, somebody screaming on CNBC's Squawk Box, you know, screaming about whatever. Will they do what they're told to do?
That's right.
Or will they?
Oh boy, they will. Boy, they come out in droves.
Right.
Talking about it.
Right. The stock started to rise, like Uncle Kevin just described, and rise dramatically, quickly.
Quickly.
And I think it got up to like $400, like Uncle Kevin said.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, and the momentum was building.
Everybody
the hedge funds are losing, you know, when you bet a dollar, you're not going to lose it. You're losing $100 when it goes the wrong way.
That's right.
Cause they're trying to make $100 off a dollar
mm-hmm.
or whatever. You know, I don't know what exactly how it worked out, but I'm giving you the potential. So when it flips the other way, you're now losing. You got to fly in and
stop the bleeding
and buy the stock.
If you don't do that, it's just going to.
Yeah, you might lose $1,000.
You might
lose $1,000 to 1. You might lose $10,000 to 1. Whatever,
exactly.
Depending on how high it goes up.
Yeah.
So, the Reddit users, the people of America, completely upset and threw a monkey wrench into the system of the financial stock market. It was the complete antidote and completely took control and took advantage of the corruption, the inherent corruption in the system now.
That has been going on since the beginning of time.
Well, since computers, it's, you know, all to the moon since computers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's...
The stock market's been controlled since the 1700s.
Right. Not like now.
Not like now, though. Oh,
right.
Boy, they got it wired until these people had figured out how to bust them.
Right. Well, options and stuff didn't even get introduced till when? I don't know. That's another story. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. And then with the computers, they became pretty much, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody could
everybody
do
does it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was the reaction? There's a story out of, Robinhood.
Robinhood.
Does everybody know what Robinhood is? I don't mean, you know, tights and a hat
yeah.
and bow and arrow. Robinhood is a platform.
Internet
platform where you, for small time investors, you don't have to get a big account and have $5,000 minimum to open with Fidelity or whatever. You can invest $20. I got $20. I want to put $20 in GameStop.
That's right.
And so Robinhood facilitates that you could buy a little piece of a stock.
For a small guy.
Amazon, whatever.
Yeah.
For anybody that you can, hey, I got $20. I got $5.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in Apple or whatever.
You need no minimum deposit.
Right. So you can just buy stock. They facilitate that with their relationship, blah, blah, blah. It's become pretty big.
It has. And they tout it as the people's place to
the
trade.
People's market.
The people's market. Yeah, boy, that didn't last long.
So Robinhood, as you can imagine, everybody's thinking, well, okay, well, I'll just go to Robinhood, all these gamers, and I'll buy $20 worth of GameStop. So this is a big part.
Yeah.
Of driving this and doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And blah, 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 blah. The hedge funds, which loved Robinhood before because it was a new way to get money into the market.
That's right.
Like, whoa, 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 wait a minute.
They made a phone call.
Supposedly somebody at Robinhood said the White House called them and Vlad, which is the head of Robinhood, and told them to shut down sales of GameStop.
Yeah.
they stopped. I don't know if that's true or not. That's been reported. GameStop was not sold on Robinhood. They stopped it. They stopped selling it on.
They froze the accounts.
They froze the accounts. And then Infidelity and the different ones, they stopped selling GameStop.
TD Ameritrade did the same thing.
My cousin said that they screwed with her account.
Okay.
Because she bought GameStop and then was able to sell. Some people weren't able to sell.
Yeah, they froze it first, I think, and then they only allowed them to sell. Because they wanted the price of the stock
to go down
so the big boys could get out of their shorts.
Right. So this has shown the level of
control,
capitulation and control that is in these markets.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge, huge, huge story. Even bigger. Todd, we got a break here. Let's just go right through the... Give me a second. Let me finish this story.
Yeah, do it.
Before you do the break. This is the mother of all stories and points and why we have spent the first half hour of this show talking about this.
That's why I'm double happy today.
This is why we have spent the first half hour of this show. It is being talked about now with these Reddit users. I don't know if it's an idle threat. I don't know if they're hanging overhead. I don't know if they're dealing behind the back. If they're saying, well, please, whatever you do, don't do that. We'll let you get your GameStop money. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
There'll be a check for $1 billion in your account. Please don't do that.
Please don't do this.
Because this year alone, the hedge funds, take a guess how much money the hedge funds have lost in this year alone because they did it in other stocks too.
Go ahead.
$80 billion worth
of value.
$80 billion.
Because of this process that we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Here's what makes this the biggest story of the day. This is why this is the biggest story of the day.
Bar none.
They are talking, well, what are we going to go after next? And they say, well, can we go after another stock? Yeah. No, we've been there, done that. They can control that. Let's go after silver.
When I read that, I think I jumped up and spun around. I was so happy.
Let's go after silver. Yeah. If you know the story about the Hunt brothers, the Hunt brothers in the late 70s.
Yeah, tried to.
Well, did.
Corner them.
basically did. You know, they basically put a gun to the head. You're going to sell that silver or you won't exist.
Yeah, exactly.
They did.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another story.
There's some chubby boys. They like to eat, and they capitulated.
Yeah. Anyway, that's another story. The Reddit users are now saying, let's go after silver. What is the ultimate shorted stock / commodity / property / investment in the world?
In the world. Bar none.
Most undervalued asset in the world.
Yes.
Is silver. Because of the manipulation and what they've done. And they said, we're going, and this is a. To the whole thing. Silver is now in their sights. Just the talk of this, silver in the last 2 days has went up like, I don't know what it is right now. Let me get a price for you right now as we speak. Right now, as we speak, see, silver's up 66 cents again today. So the last 2 days, it's went up almost $2, which is a big move for silver. Gold's up a little. See, but silver's up a lot. Yeah. It's like $2 in the last 2 days. Okay. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there. Maybe a little more. I didn't, I'm doing math on the fly. Whatever. About $2.
What's it at?
27 something.
Yeah. And the high in silver was about 40.
About 50. Close to 50.
Bucks?
Yeah. 27.21. Now it was in the 25 range 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up somewhere around $2.
Just a whisper of them doing that.
If they do that, you.
Oh.
God. You will see, people jumping out of buildings like 1929. Again, I mean, this is,
well, and they put fiat money against it. It's supposed to be illegal, them controlling the, so they make up the money out of nothing and then they buy the shorts. on the stock market, you know?
Yeah.
With free money.
You're supposed to have
free money.
You're supposed to have the silver. Now, if you do that, that's fine. If you want to do that, but you're supposed to have the silver to back it.
Right.
They don't have the silver to back it.
And they do it over and over, and roll it over, and more money, more free money that they get from the Fed that they don't have to pay for.
There's no risk.
There's no risk.
So it's estimated, and I've heard pretty intelligent people, that for every ounce of silver in existence, there is a short position or a trading value or however you want to quantify it of about 1,000 ounces.
Yeah, I heard 1,500.
1,500. So 1,500. Okay, that's probably, so we're probably, it's hard to estimate, but that's probably 1,000.
Somewhere in there.
Somewhere between 750 to 2,000. It's hard to know, but it's definitely up there.
Yep.
So for every ounce of silver in existence, understand this, ladies and gentlemen, for every ounce of silver in existence, there is at least 750 ounces to 1,000, at least.
Paper.
Ounces of silver.
Yes.
So if this market and these shorts, if this is done and everybody goes and buys a silver coin from, it's not that they'll go buy a stock, they'll go to their coin dealer and just buy a coin.
We should have him on.
We should get Mike. You know what? During the break, why don't we get a break and call Mike?
Yeah, we should call Mike.
Let's go to a break and call Mike from River City Coins. Let's call River City Coins and let's get his. This is the biggest story in the world
right now. This could change everything.
This could break their whole stranglehold.
Their whole control. Yes, absolutely.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
A lot of things are happening in the world. We do have Mike on the line. There's a story in Italy, and we'll probably talk about this on the other side, but a big story in Italy. Huge story. This is massive. This is such good news. I'm so jazzed about what's going on. We have Mike from River City Coins there in Cape Girardeau. Mike, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Welcome. Appreciate the opportunity to come back.
Now, for anybody who is looking for gold and silver coins, Mike doesn't pay us. He doesn't have to pay us. You guys have asked me who's a good person. Mike, you want to know a good person, gold and silver person? It's Mike at River City Coins. Why don't you give the phone number of where you're at, Mike, so people can call if they want.
Area code 573-334-1108.
573-334-1108. 573-334-1108. So any question you have about gold and silver, most of these brokers I don't trust. I trust Mike for a lot of reasons. And I feel great about putting the audience. You have a question, you call Mike, tell him you're from the Power Hour. And you can ask him anything. He knows just about, he's super knowledgeable. He's doing this a long time. And you can also buy coins, even no matter where you are in the country. You can buy coins from him. He can ship them to you. Works just fine. And he'll tell you if he can get you a great price or whatever the deal is. So, and a lot of people from the Power Hour have called in, or have come in, haven't they, Mike, and bought?
Yes, they have, as a matter of fact. I appreciate the plug. Thank you.
Well, thank you for what you do.
I am not paying for this.
Well, we should support good people, especially in industries like this. We love gold and silver. Gold and silver is mine, saith the Lord. That's what it says in the Bible.
That's right.
Let me give you a brief description of what happened over the last couple of days. A stock, a company traded on Wall Street called GameStop. The hedge funds, for whatever reason, I don't really know, and who knows, they decided to short that stock heavily to drive the price down to make money. Users, now GameStop they sell video games, so all the millennials were really upset by this. They found out, and they said, what can we do? We will then buy the stock. If you want to short the stock, saying it's going to go down, trying to drive it down, then we'll just buy it up, and we'll destroy you. And so, like wildfire, this idea caught on, and they began to buy GameStop, and GameStop went up, you know, from below 100 to 400 like that. And so the hedge funds lost big, big money. Supposedly there's people come out and say the White House made calls to certain brokerages not to sell GameStop. I mean, this was a big deal. So now the reason I want you to comment on this and to talk about this now, what is the most undervalued, what is the most shorted asset, what is the most controlled asset in the world? It is silver.
Silver.
That's right. So you knew. I didn't even have to tell you. You knew. Silver. You know that.
I've been telling people that for a long time, and they're not going to keep the price down indefinitely.
So now they're talking about, well, what are we going to do next? Let's go after silver. Let everybody go and buy a silver coin. Now, they haven't pushed the button on this, but this is the chatter, what's talk about. Okay, explain to everybody. I want your perspective. If that word was pushed out and, you know, a huge volume of people went to your coin stores and coin stores all over the country and bought a silver coin, what would happen to the market? What would happen to Wall Street?
The market would freeze up probably because, you know, those of us that have silver are not going to be inclined to sell it when it can't be replaced except at a price higher than what we can currently get for it. And who knows when we'd be able to replace it because the physical live product stream is backed up. And, I'll just probably quit selling it, you know, if this thing happens because,
Okay,
yeah,
so
you better get it while you can, because there'll be times when you can't. And I'm afraid we're coming into one of those times.
Okay, so the first thing that would happen, excuse me, is the shops would immediately sell out. You correct me if I'm wrong about any of this. Immediately, almost immediately, every coin store in America, or the ones where people went of any population, they would run out of supply. Almost instantly.
They would say they would. I mean, I've got plenty of it, but I ain't going to turn it loose in this market.
Okay, so
and
then...
And everybody, that's the thing, you know, who's got the silver is the dealers and the mint and, you know, the makers, the big guys. And if they're not selling, if I can't buy mine to replace it within 4 to 6 weeks, you know, I'm not going to sell it because, you know, it can happen in 4 to 6 weeks in this market. So, you know, everybody just sits on what they've got. They don't want to sell it.
Okay,
and,
so...
And if you can't find anybody that's got live product to sell, the premiums are sky high. Compared to what they normally are.
Okay, so the second part of this, that's what happens first. The second part would be, okay, there's going to be a shortage, you're not going to be able to buy it. But then eventually, you know, people are going to want to buy. So then the price starts going up dramatically. That would be a net. So instead of a silver, maybe $30 an ounce on Wall Street, but if you want to buy a coin, now it's $35, $40, $50.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's 35, 40,
I'd sell a few at 35, but if you got greedy, I'd say, sorry, you know, I'm not selling any of it.
Yeah, so then the premium starts going up.
A few while ago, and he's a regular customer. I said, look, I'm going to take care of my regular customers at a reasonable price so long as I can. I says, but these people I don't know, they come in here and want to buy $10,000 worth or $20,000 worth, you know, gold or silver. I said, I'm saying, look, I can order it for you. You pay me now, I'll order it for you. When we get it, I'll get it to you. But, you know, you can't walk out the door with it.
Okay.
And that's just, you know.
Okay, so the immediate reaction of the market you've been really experienced on your level is a supply problem. So then now you have to chase a supplier at a dramatically higher price. So when
exactly.
that okay, so the price, whether Wall Street price goes up or not, in the immediately, your price is going to go up. The price to buy a coin would go up dramatically.
Immediately. It went up today, you know,
yeah.
And yesterday it went up yesterday too, because the silver's up like a couple of bucks the last couple of days.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. See, well, that's because there's a rumor that they're starting to talk.
You know, I mean, annualize that, man. It's like a 12,000% return on your money.
Yeah. So then at that point, people are going to be looking for supply. They want contracts to fulfill on the COMEX. Explain that process. They're going to be wanting, they need to get silver bullion from the COMEX, excuse me. Explain that process.
Well, you know, they've sold a lot more silver on paper than they have, obviously, you know, in physical. And people that's own it on paper, supposedly, they might be turning that paper in trying to get the silver, which is going to create a physical shortage. In addition to the, you know, the demand, it's just going to get nuts. I mean, silver could be $100, you know, by the end of the week.
Okay, so So people, I'm trying to get the audience to understand. This is the pretty complicated shell game they're playing. So there's
exactly.
a lot of quote-unquote paper contracts of silver. People on Wall Street have bought silver, but it's just in paper form. And then in the
right.
back they say, oh, we have the silver out back. Don't worry. You just buy
right.
the paper. And wink, wink, nod, nod, and
right.
everybody knows there's no silver out back. So if
exactly.
this happened.
Exactly.
So if this happened.
Now, who's behind the curtain?
And so if this happened, immediately those people holding those silver paper contracts would be like, you know what, let me have that silver that you have at the back. So they're going to want the silver. Okay, I'm going to take it in physical form. I want delivery. I want it now. And
there
there's not going to be
there
any.
You go. There you go. That's the thing. And that's why, you know, those of us that's been in the business very long understand all that. And, you know, that's why we're in this business, you know, because I don't trust the dollar, the stocks, bonds, that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't want to get stuck with a bunch of worthless dollars, you know, and no silver after being in business for 36 years. I'd rather have the silver.
I'm with you.
And is your opinion, is silver the best out of gold and silver, platinum, whatever,
absolutely.
Silver?
Absolutely.
Would be?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, at the ratio of the 3,000-year average is like 16 ounces of silver would buy an ounce of gold. Well, right now, gold is like, well, say gold's only 1,600, that means silver ought to be 100. But gold's almost 1,900, which means silver ought to be maybe like more like 125 or something.
Yeah.
And like it's 20, it's 28. I mean, come on, that's unrealistic. It's impractical. It's illogical. It's uneconomical. You know, I mean, it flies in the face of economic reality. When the supply is so short and the demand is so strong, the price should be going up exponentially.
Well. Mike, I really appreciate you coming on short notice. Your number is 573-334-1108. You can call Mike. You want somebody who knows a lot about the market? This guy knows a lot about the market. Any kind of questions, even from beginner to advanced, you got special needs, whatever, this guy can take care of you and he'll treat you right. Mike, I really appreciate you coming on. I just wanted to, clarify this for everybody and give you a chance to tell about your great store and what you do over there at River City Coins in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. Kevin, Daniel,
yeah.
You guys take care and
see you soon,
safe.
Buddy. See you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Save
okay.
us a coin.
Save some for us.
I might save a few for my friends if they don't get too greedy.
God bless you, my friend.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Wow. Well, there you go. See, this is why this is when push comes to shove. If they do,
which I'm praying that they do.
If they do this, this will be immediately. There'll be no supply at the stores. So
yes.
then this is how it goes. The coin stores will be sold out like that.
Bam.
Boom. I mean, gone.
Yep.
Then they are looking for supply to replace their inventory.
Yep.
So then they call their supplier. Then that supply will dry up even faster.
Right.
But listen to me now. Even faster than the coins from their store on the supply level, because a supplier is feeding 1,000, you know, 100 stores. So they call their 100 stores are calling their supplier.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where's the silver? So then that silver supplier's got to go on the market.
And that price is, when all those people call, that price is going to go skyrocket.
So then the premiums go crazy. So on Wall Street, even if it doesn't matter.
Right.
See, this is where the control, Wall Street's control will be broken.
It will be broken.
It will, ladies and gentlemen, it will be broken.
Yes.
Because their control is on, they can short it indefinitely, infinitum, because they can print money out of nothing. And so they keep driving and controlling the price down on paper on Wall Street.
Right.
Okay. When the demand will not stop, it's like a filling a balloon with water. The balloon can expand. They can do that for so long,
mm-hmm.
but you keep filling that balloon with water and it pops.
It's going to explode.
And so that's what will happen, because that demand will keep going. So Wall Street may say, well, silver is $25 an ounce. So in the back door, this is what's happened from time to time if you know the market. Silver may be $20, but to buy a coin, it's now $30 at the store.
Right.
Because of the same process I'm talking about, just an organic, natural demand, and because the price is so unreasonable. When that demand will not stop, the premium goes up. Now it's $40. Now they're looking for the, on the COMEX. Now they want big bullion purchases. Now, do you understand? So now Wall Street at some point has to get involved on the COMEX and be delivering this product.
Mm-hmm.
This is outside the realm of normal business, outside the cage that they have created for silver and for our price discovery.
Panic starts setting in
with them. It will break the cage because now it's got to go. The COMEX is going to have to deliver. Every ounce of silver all over the world, now an open market, a real market. People don't want to hear this paper crap.
They don't want paper.
They want silver, ching, ching. Yep. I can put it in my hand on a bar of silver.
Right.
And so now an open, real, free market occurs. What will that do to the price? What do you think? He just told you historically silver right now, even with gold suppressed.
Yes.
Should be over $100.
Right, $125 bucks.
He told you, this guy, Mike knows.
He's sharp.
He just told you silver would be $100 in a week. Silver would be $100 in a week.
If they do that.
It would.
Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Yeah.
It'd be $100 in a week.
And we're in this mess is because it's totally illegal what they do, naked short, the silver thing. Because people should go to jail for it, but nobody ever goes to jail for it. They pay a little bit of fine to some regulatory outfit.
If they even pay it. They just tell you they did.
Yeah, and it keeps continuing, and they can keep it suppressed forever. They can keep it suppressed forever.
They keep it suppressed because the demand never goes outside the realm of their cage that they have created.
Right.
With this, the demand will go outside of the parameters that they have.
Yes. And they're not going to be able to handle it.
They can't handle it. And then a free market will occur. An open,
free market,
physical market will occur because everybody will want physical.
Right.
I don't want to hear your paper bull crap.
You think if they do that, they'll be happy to lose $80 billion. It's going to be in trillions of dollars.
Trillions.
They will lose. It'll break them, totally break them.
It'll break their hold on precious metals.
Yes.
It'll destroy it. It will destroy it.
Yeah, that's how big this story is.
That's why we've spent this whole hour on this story.
It's so important. So important.
Now, we'll see. Another important stories. Couple more important stories. I'm jazzed.
Me too. I'm excited. I'm double excited today. I got out of the bed, jumped up in the air, and spun around three times.
The rise of La Resistenza to COVID lockdowns. Defiant Italian bar and restaurant owners choose civil disobedience and reopen. Okay, they're saying that 50,000 restaurants, I don't know if that's true, I don't know, but that's the number in this article they're using from RT, Russia Today. A lot of restaurants in Italy, obviously the COVID restrictions are even worse than in America. These restaurants, and see, here's how do you lock down a country for 6 months? Well, you tell them it's 2 weeks. That's how you lock down, because you get them to go, oh, it's only 2 weeks. Oh, and then, well, we're going to extend it 2 weeks. Oh, well, it's only, and you get them used to it, whatever, and pretty soon you're locked down 6 months. So how do you lock down? Remember this. This is a very important saying.
Yes.
How do you lock down a country for 6 months? You do it for 2 weeks.
You know, all this is going to be, everybody can agree it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you know?
What's the problem? What's your problem? Blah, blah, blah.
2 weeks, it'll be over. You'll be back to work. You can go,
right.
Whatever.
Instead of enforcing the Bill of Rights, see where the Bill of Rights protects you?
Yeah.
Instead of enforcing the Bill of Rights, you're going to go along just to get along,
just
whatever.
Just to get along, yep.
In Italy, supposedly, 50,000 restaurants said, we're opening.
That's what it has to get.
That's what happened.
That's what has to. Everybody's got to band together. And we, Franklin, we either hang separately or hang together. And they have.
So they're saying in Rome or in Italy, 50,000 restaurants are saying we don't care. So what happened to this? One of the major restaurants there in Rome, right in downtown Rome, the police came to the restaurant's full. People got masks on, but the restaurant's full. And they're eating and whatever, enjoying the restaurants, making money. And the police come to pull their shenanigans like they always have. What happened? The people started to yell at the police. The people would not let the police in. The people got pissed off. The people said, get out of here. We pay your money. What are you doing? Are you trying to destroy us? Get out of here.
Yeah.
We don't want any. Shut up. Get out of here. No.
Yeah, that's it. David Icke.
David
no.
Icke.
No.
The most important word in your vocabulary right now is no.
Absolutely.
And the police left.
And they did.
Why? Because it wasn't just this one restaurant. They all were doing it.
Everybody.
Or many of them in Rome.
Everybody.
Many
was,
of them.
Yeah.
Very important.
There's strength in numbers. Just remember that. Strength in numbers.
So that all this fits together at this time in this turmoil, and the human spirit and the liberty that is within us, it cannot be controlled. And that's really what Lucifer's goal is. Lucifer's goal is to control that divine spark of reason and that individuality. You can destroy it in mankind. You can destroy mankind. You cannot control it. And that's his great fallacy. That's his great folly, is he wants to control and have dominion over our dominion. It's impossible. You can destroy mankind, but you cannot control that divine spark, that divinity within it. And that's why he'll never win, never succeed.
And even Rand Paul came out and said, these masks are a joke. We have to fight them and not wear it.
Well, if you thought in the nasal swab, you know, there's evidence about that breaking that barrier up in there, how bad that is.
And infecting you. I've heard I've heard they put the virus on the Q-tip.
China is now rolling out an anal swab. So in the middle of town, you're going to have to pull down your pants and, you know, well,
at the airport.
Well, they take your organs. So, I mean, that should be nothing for them.
Nothing.
They should be like, wow, that's fine.
I'm happy. I got my organs. All there was a little pinch.
Yeah, I'll take an anal swab. I just want, let me keep my kidney, please. Thank you.
Exactly.
Wow, this ain't so bad.
No.
See, now you see why the Bill of Rights is important. Fourth Amendment, what have you. There's the music. Ladies and gentlemen, Sharon Lynn Wyeth on the other side. We'll talk about a couple of news stories with her. Couple more. This is big news.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to do that with silver or not.
I hope. I'm going to follow.
By the way, cryptos soared today.
Yes.
With all this, and they're going to soar. That's my opinion, not investment advice.
No.
Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's theparamol.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.